and welcome to How to Be Successful with me, Vicky Paul. I'm an intuitive, artist, energy healer and author, and I'm on a mission to help you live with more joy, purpose and meaning. How to Be Successful is a straight-talking, heartfelt and enlightening podcast full of soul-centered wisdom, home truths, life-changing insights and free-flowing conversations with some of the most inspiring, knowledgeable and honest voices in well-being, spirituality, self-love and personal development. It's a show for people who are no longer satisfied chasing society's version of success because they're ready to embrace their gifts and thrive on their own terms. George Bernard Shaw famously said, "We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing." And I love this because it speaks volumes. Anybody that you see that has this youthful exuberance, it doesn't matter how old they are, you know that they're still playing and they're having fun in their life. So today's episode is about the benefits of play. And in particular, because I am an artist to trade, I want to share with you some of the benefits of intuitive painting. So if I was to ask you, how often do you play? And I mean play, have fun, let go, and just have fun for the fun of it. Probably the answer is either rarely or not often enough, because the truth is we live in such a busy world. We all have so many different demands on our time. We're under pressure financially with work, particularly everything that's going on with the pandemic. So we've got a lot going on and we are made to multitask. We've got to juggle so many different things. And it's all about following the process and following the rules. And what this does is it leaves many of us overwhelmed. We can be confused and there's not much room for creativity. And as a result, we then lose this deep connection to our inner, true, creative, intuitive selves. And the truth is, because so many of us struggle with free time, and when we do have free time, maybe you catch up on sleep, or you go to the gym to get some exercise, or you catch up with friends in the pub, or you clean out your wardrobe. But often you use that time to do something that has a purpose rather than using that time to just have fun and do something completely frivolous. Now, Stuart Brown, who is a researcher, describes play as time spent without purpose, which is hilarious and a bit ironic that considering everything I talk about is always about having purpose. And I'm so passionate about doing things and spending time that has no purpose. And let me explain why. Play is about doing things just because it's fun and not because it's going to help us achieve a goal. It's all about just loosening up, losing track of time, getting into that free flow state where it's just no sense of time. Everything just sort of disappears. And it's about tapping into the self-consciousness. It's about opening up unconsciously to that aspect of ourselves, our soul selves, our intuitive selves, our higher selves, whatever you want to call it, that allows that connection to just flow. And before I kind of dive in and tell you a bit more about intuitive painting and the benefits of intuitive painting, and in particular why I want to talk about it today, I just want to run through some of the benefits of play, because so many of us, we're so used to squeezing every last drop out of time that we have, and we've always got to achieve things. We've got to-do lists for to-do lists. So the thought of maybe doing something just for the fun of it, without there being an end goal, without there being a purpose for it, might strike fear into some of you. So I want you just to open your mind and hear what I have to say, and then hopefully I'm going to inspire you to integrate a little more play and a little more fun into your lives. Now, play, for example, helps relieve stress, and play is about having fun. Fun releases endorphins, which, as many of you will know, are the body's natural feel-good chemicals, and endorphins promote a general overall sense of well-being. But more than that, they can actually help temporarily ease and relieve painful symptoms. So if you have any kind of underlying conditions, whether that is arthritis or just something that's rumbling away from a health condition, you know, I'm going through menopause and my joints get really stiff. So anything that's going to support that and help alleviate that, even for a temporary period of time, has got to be a winner. Play also is amazing for our brain function, and it actually helps memory problems and it helps improve brain function. And especially if you play with other people, if you integrate play with social interaction, and whether that's with family or friends, can really help that sense of connection. And it also helps to alleviate stress and it helps with depression. It stimulates the mind. And play allows us to boost our creativity, which as an artist for me is just in and of itself perfect, if that was the only thing it did. Because the truth is, we are all creative individuals and we are creating every single day. And creativity doesn't necessarily need to be something around the arts, whether it's musical or, you know, writing, etc. We are creating our lives. And for me, when we get into a state of flow, a state of play, it enables us to proactively create our lives rather than react to our lives. Let me explain. When we learn a new task and when it's fun, so when we're playing, and that could be anything. I mean, I'm going to be talking about painting and creativity naturally because I'm an artist, but this could be anything from doing a crossword or learning to play ping pong, you know, something that's just for the fun of it. When we play, when it's fun and it's light, we relax. We don't consciously relax, we just unconsciously relax, and we send our mood into a more playful space. And this helps stimulate our imagination. And when we stimulate our imagination, it helps us with other problems that we may be facing that we might not be finding a solution for. So it helps us to adapt and it helps us to solve problems without actually staring at the problem in the face. It also improves relationships and our connection with both ourselves and with others, particularly when you do this in a group sense and you share play with other people. And play often brings fun and laughter, which is an energetic shift. It lightens the mood. It allows us to express the lighter aspects of who we are as people. And it also fosters a connection with other people. We learn empathy, we learn compassion, we learn trust, and we can learn intimacy with other people. And like I said, it doesn't have to be a specific activity. Play can be a state of mind. It can be a lightness of energy. And oftentimes we need to start getting ourselves into that energetic space by doing something like intuitive painting or doing a crossword or learning to play ping pong. But often what happens is that when we have played, in inverted commas, for a period of time, we can get ourselves into that state of mind. We can remember what it feels like to have that light sense, that frivolous sense, that sense of no purpose, that sense of flow. And we can take ourselves into that space without having to do the activity. And as I said earlier on at the very beginning of this, George Bernard Shaw said, we don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing. Play helps us to feel young. It boosts our energy and our sense of vitality, which in response to the physicality of our bodies, it helps improve our resistance to disease. It can actually boost our immune system and helps us to function physically better. So if that hasn't inspired you to spend some time playing in whatever way feels right for you, then I hope this next bit will. Because I'm an artist and because I'm an intuitive artist, I would say that a lot of what I do when I create, it is pure play, because as an intuitive artist, I'm not trying to replicate or to create something specific. And for anyone who knows my work will know that it's abstract work, it's energy based, and it's about inspiring you to reconnect with your own story within you. It's not my place, I don't feel as an artist, to tell you what my paintings mean. I also run intuitive painting workshops, and I've done this because I started painting again as an adult after we had some miscarriages and I was really struggling to express myself because I didn't feel that I wanted to sit in a group of people and talk about what had happened to us. And I found myself drawn again to painting. I used to do it all the time when I was younger, but didn't paint for quite a while and took it back up about 8-10 years ago. And for me, what I learned is that the process of intuitive painting helped me to understand what had happened to me. It helped me to make sense of what had happened to me. It helped me to heal from it and to move on from it. So I'm really passionate about sharing the benefits of intuitive painting because it's about releasing all forms of judgment. And we all judge. It's very much a part of human nature, is to judge ourselves and to judge each other. But what is very much part of our spiritual nature is to accept ourselves and to accept each other. So when there's an opportunity to create in a way that releases all forms of judgment, and the reason it releases judgment, because my intuitive painting workshops, we don't use traditional tools to apply the paint. We use fingers, we use sponges, bubble wrap, tissue paper, cling film, anything other than a traditional paintbrush or a spatula or whatever you may, if you do paint, apply paint onto canvas. And I deliberately don't use traditional tools because I want to take you back to a very basic place. Because when we were kids, the chances are you did art in school or in nursery school. So you have a preconceived idea about what you do when you apply paint onto canvas. And what I want to do is to actually rip up the rule book for you, which is why we don't use traditional painting implements, because it's about releasing judgment. Because a lot of people are put off from creating, and particularly art as well, because they feel the end result is rubbish because they're judging it and they're comparing it. And with intuitive painting, it's not about having an end result. It's about the process of intuitively selecting the colours and then applying them to the surface, whether that's a canvas or a board or paper or whatever. And the reason I love the intuitive painting workshops and I love intuitive painting for myself is because it helps us to tap into our highest wisdom. It's about connecting with Source, God, One, whatever resonates with you, because we step out of ourselves but step into ourselves. And it's about getting into that state of flow that I spoke about earlier on when we talk about play, when time seems to stand still, time just passes. And when we create in this way, when we explore and play without judgment, it helps us to open up our inner knowing. And by tapping into the intuitive use of color, it helps us to tap into the healing energies of that color. There's messages in the selection of the paint, the amount of a particular color that you put onto the canvas, because each color represents different energies, different emotions, different positive aspects of our personality and different challenging aspects of our personality. And for anyone who knows about the chakras and the colors of chakras, when our energetic centers are out of balance, we can use the energy and color to help rebalance. And it may be that you particularly resonate with one color more than another color. And the reason that you love a certain color is that you resonate with and connect with the energies associated with that color. And if you've got a particular color that you just can't stand or you don't really like, and whether that's something that you wouldn't have in the house or you don't own that color in any clothing, it could very well be that there's a kind of blockage in there, or it's an aspect of your personality that you're either not ready to accept and shift and release, or it's that kind of shadow aspect of ourselves is connected with something in our past, a traumatic time or a bad memory that we're just not ready to go there. So when we use intuitive painting and the intuitive selection of colors, it can unconsciously help us to listen to what our bodies are telling us, and our bodies are guiding us towards inner knowing, inner messages, inner secrets that allow us to release these past experiences that could be holding us back from living a more joyful, more purposeful life. And when we create spontaneously, allowing the painting to evolve, till there's an explosion of energy and colour on the canvas. That is really liberating. And when we have no judgment about splashing all these different colours onto the canvas and making a mess, it takes us back to that youthful time when we were kids. And if you've got children, you'll know that kids, you know, if they're painting a picture, they maybe want to paint the sky purple and the grass blue because they don't have the limitations of actually, no, the sky isn't purple and the grass isn't blue. They're like, well, if I want the grass to be blue, I'll make the grass blue. And they're happy with that. So it takes us back into that playful, spontaneous, youthful part of life when we didn't judge ourselves, we didn't feel judged by other people. And when we do that, it's really healing, it's really freeing. And when we tap into that sense of freedom, that sense of independence, that sense of anything is possible, it allows us to find clarity to problems or challenges that we may be facing in life. It's kind of like thinking outside the box and finding answers to questions that might have caused us problems. You know, we maybe struggle to solve, how am I going to do this or how am I going to fix that? Creative play allows us to just listen and open up to the answers that are hidden deep within us. And it's all about doing something fun. It's about trying something new. And it's also for those, it's a safe place to explore challenging feelings. So if you have had a really difficult time, whether it's been loss or the breakup of a relationship, maybe you're suffering from some anxiety or fear around everything that's been going on with the pandemic, or there's just some sort of residual anger or resentment in there because of the way somebody's treated you, then intuitive painting and creative play is an amazing way to support your mental health for all of the reasons that I have explained and more. And it's about just letting go. It's about finding yourself in a period of time, whether it's an hour, half an hour, 2 hours, whatever you can give yourself, to create that connection between the energetic, spiritual aspect of who you are and using the physicality of your body and the paint and the canvas. So it's merging the physical and the energetic aspect of who we are. And when we do that, when we get ourselves into that sense of alignment, anything is possible. Anything is possible. So it helps you develop self-awareness. It's all about exploring your emotions. It helps you cope with stress, and it also helps you boost your self-esteem. I hope that in some way, shape, or form, I have inspired you to try play, to integrate play into your and your family's lives, even if it's half an hour once a week. And I don't mean play with technology, nothing to do with tech. This is back to basic playing. It's about using your imagination. It's about playing and not being stimulated externally by gadgets. Thank you again for listening. And if anybody is interested in joining me at an intuitive painting workshop, it's just, honestly, I'm so happy to be back doing live events. And I'm teaming up with Alternatives in London on Saturday, the 12th of March, to do an intuitive painting workshop. And then I'm going to be at the Mind Body Spirit Festival at the Olympia in London on Saturday, the 16th of April. Both are intuitive painting workshops. All the materials will be provided and supplied, and I will put a link in the notes of the podcast about how you can go and find out more information and buy tickets. It's an amazing way to just share an hour and a half, 2.5 hours with like-minded individuals, expressing who you are without judgment, and you will have your painting to take away at the end of it. So it would be amazing to see you there. Thank you again, and take care until next time. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode, and if you'd like to connect with me, then head over to my website vickypaul.com, or you can find me on Instagram at @vickyjpaul. Why not take advantage of a special subscriber only 10% discount off my personalized soul portraits? All you need to do is get in touch using the promo code podcast21. That's podcast21. And don't forget, you can buy my book, How to Be Successful, available anywhere that you buy books, or you can also get it via the link in the show notes. Make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. And please continue to share this podcast with anyone you think might find it useful. I'd also really love if you could write a review, because that helps myself and my guests get discovered by more kindred spirits. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.